thing. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointing.
Good morning. Come on now. Let's enter in. Father, we thank you. Our glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. Father, right now I declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that as this word goes forth, Lord God, that people shall receive healing, salvation, and deliverance. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that this word is forever settled in heaven. And Father, you said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, that as this word goes forth, that your sons are going to receive the power to become. Now, Father, whatever it is that they're believing you for, you said, Lord God, that those that receive you, the Word, you would give them your power, your dunamis, your ability to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on your name. So, Father, right now we believe. How glory, we believe. Father, come on now, we believe. Come on now, someone type, I believe. Come on now. Hey, glory, okay, shock. Father, I just give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, I believe your word. Father, because Abraham believed, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Father, because of his belief. Father, because he believed you. Father, because he believed, he chose to believe. Oh, my God, our glory. Before he did anything, the Bible says that he believed unto righteousness. So, Father, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that because we believe you, we believe you. Come on now. We believe what you said. Father, we believe. Father, we believe. We believe. How glory. Oh, come on. See, I just can't get that out. I can't get away from that. I believe. Someone type, I believe it is so. Come on now. Type it right now. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Come on now. Type it right now. I believe it is so. Come on. Come on now. The Bible says that the power of death and life is in your tongue. Come on now. I believe it is so. High glory. Come on now. Hey, glory, come on. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning, it's not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because, Father, your word says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. So, Father, we're standing on your word. Our power, our hope is in you and the word of God. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I don't put my hope and trust in man. I put my hope and trust in the Lord. Oh, come on now. Come on now, you better get this. What are you putting your trust and hope in? Come on now. Hey, well, see, we're going, see? That's why the Bible says with all you're getting, get understanding, high glory. Restored Ministries is a ministry that strives, hungers, and seeks God to teach and give clarity and understanding what the word, what salvation, and what the purpose of God is for your life. Listen. Oh, my God. See, there it is right there. Come on now. Let me see. Let's see where we're going here. Well, see, we've been teaching about this season, okay? This season. The God's calendar year is 5785, which is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Once again, he spoke and he gave us a couple of scriptures to stand upon the prophetic release of that this is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay. We'll see here. Okay, here we go. Come on. And Romans chapter. Okay, we might as well go here. Come on, let's go. Father, lessen me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, that the elect, according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through what? Sanctification of the Holy Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Okay? Now listen, you've been hearing me all week, giving you in layman's term what grace is. I know that we always have been taught that grace is unmerited favor, but it's more than that. Grace is God's supernatural and spiritual empowerment to fulfill or to do his purpose. Okay, his power. Okay, he says in John chapter 1, verse 12, to as many as received him, the word, he gave them his power, his dunamis, his ability to become the what? Sons of God. Your number one title or place in life is a son of God. Before you are an apostle, pastor, apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, you are a son of God. Now, ladies, you know, when I say son, it has nothing to do with gender, okay? Because sons are the only ones that can receive the inheritance of the Father. Inheritance is passed down to sons. Oh, come on now. This is why he said, okay, and we're going to go there in just a minute. Genesis chapter 1, let us create Adam, mankind. Okay, now in Romans chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, for time's sake, it says, for as by one man's what? Disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one man shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So listen, here's why. Now, listen, now here's the key. And I'm just typing this in for Instagram here. Glory, hit Kisha. This is why when you receive salvation, you were made the righteousness of God. Okay, you were made righteous. You didn't do anything to become righteous. You were made righteous. Oh, come on, my people. Woo, my God. Okay. Okay, you're going to make me. Let me see here. Okay, let me just go ahead and just prove this here real quick. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. See, if I teach you something, I'm going to show you in the Word. It's not going to be my opinion. My opinion can do you no good. Okay, check it out. Excuse me. Amen and amen. Check this out. Here we go. Verse 18 through 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21. Now remember, I said you were made righteous. You didn't do anything to become righteous. That's why you can't do anything to be righteous, okay? And all things are of God, who hath what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So the number one purpose of Jesus dying on the cross was for us, his sons, to be reconciled back to him. Woo! This word reconcile means to change or exchange for others of equal or equivalent value, to reconcile, to return to favor with, or to receive one into favor, okay? This is why your grace, this is why he's gonna multiply grace. Grace and favor are connected, but grace is a little bit different than just favor. To wit, that God was in Christ. God was in Christ. This is why you can't separate God from his word. Christ, the anointed one of his anointing. His name is the word of God. He had an earthly ministry named Jesus. Oh, come on now. That God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of what? Reconciliation. Oh, here we go. This word reconciliation, let's take it deeper. Which means to exchange, which means restoration to favor. And it says in the New Testament, the restoration of the favor of God to sinners that repent and put their trust in Christ. Oh, my God. It's the katalage of God. That's the Greek word for it. So you, the return or the restoration to favor. Okay. Now, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, he doesn't wait until you got it all together. Right now, you are an ambassador. You are the what? Representative of the nation. Woo! Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled or returned to favor to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us. So Jesus, when he died and was put on the cross, because God the Father spoke, anyone that hangs on the tree is cursed. So he became cursed or sin for us. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be what? Made the righteousness of God where? In him. Woo! You were made the righteousness of God in him. When you receive salvation, you receive the word. And when you receive the word, the Bible says, to those that received him, he gave them the power to what? Become the what? Sons of God. This is why Jesus is called the firstborn of many brethren. Oh, come on. Ah, see, I can see this is why it's not my opinion. Oh, my God. So now, understand, your number one purpose is to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. And the only way to fulfill the purpose of God for your life is to receive salvation and then receive or be activated or agree to do the will of God for your life. Jesus had to make a decision. Oh, see? Jesus had to decide whether or not he was going to do the will of God. Oh, see, you don't believe me. Oh, let me show you. Oh, my God. See, y'all going to make, come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, I'm about to show you where even Jesus had to agree to do the will. He had to agree. Oh, Okay, let me prove it to you. Come on now. Someone type I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo! See, y'all making me work this morning. Come on now. Luke chapter 22. Let me just show you. See, I'm going to give you clarity and understanding. See, this is why Jesus is called the firstborn of many brethren, and this is why Jesus is not the Father, okay? He's the Son of God, okay? Hold on here. Okay. We're gonna use Matthew chapter 26 instead, okay? Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Come on. Come on now. Someone type I receive it. It is so. Matthew 26 is a better understanding of what we're going to say. Okay. Woo, my God, you better get this. Okay, Matthew chapter 26. And let's look at verse 38, okay? He says, or 37, okay? And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, John and James, and began to be sorrowful or hurt, heavy burden in his spirit. And he said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful. See his flesh, see the weight of the purpose he was beginning to receive, the weight of the purpose. The Father was showing him what he was purposed to do. And he said, woo, he said, my soul, ha-ha. My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry here and watch or pray with me. And he went a little bit further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my what? Father. See, Jesus could not be the Son of God and the Father at the same time. That wasn't his job. His job was the Son, to do the will of the Father. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples, and he found them asleep. And he said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away the second time and prayed, saying, oh my what? Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. See, everybody has a cross to bear and a cup to drink. Woo! Jesus told the mother of the two disciples that asked her, let my sons be on your right side and your left side. And Jesus said, that's not in my power to give. But can they drink from this cup? Woo, my God. See, your purpose has a cup to drink. Your purpose has a cross to bear. See, you go, oh, my God, Jesus, ha-re-ke-sha, Jesus, his purpose was to come and to die and to be made sin. And for the first time in his existence as Christ and the Word, be separated from his Father. Woo! Come on, somebody. Come on now. Ekeshe Teraba. Whoa, my God. This is why you must get clarity. You must get understanding. You must find out, why do I have these gifts? Why do I have these talents? I testify all the time. I grew up in ministry. My parents brought us up. Woo! As believers, ha, glory, teaching us the word, teaching us the Hebrew context, history, and background of being the believer, okay? Listen, I know I say things that are controversial. Listen, God did not create us to be Christians. He created us to be sons. Oh, see, I'm about to mess with some folk right now. Come on now. God did not create servant slaves. He created sons. Woo, my God. My God. This is, oh, my God. Woo, my God. This is why we learned yesterday in Galatians chapter 4. Paul said in verse 7, okay, Galatians chapter 4. I'm going to type it in there, verse 7. And you can go back and read it for yourself. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. I'm going to read it. And it says, wherefore you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. This is why he said sons, because only sons can get the inheritance, the power, the dunamis, the favor, the high glory, woo, the connection to the heavens and the having the angels and everything about the kingdom of God in heaven at your, oh, come on now, at your hand and foot. Why? Because you're a son. Woo, my God, my God. This is what the devil doesn't want you to understand. This is why he wants you to stay ignorant. This is why he's called the Prince of Darkness. He wants you to stay ignorant that you're trying to serve God when God didn't tell you to serve me. Because God doesn't want me to relate to him as a master to a subservient slave. No, he wants me to relate to him as a father to his children, sons. This is why when they ask, Jesus teaches out how to pray. He said, okay, pray like this. Our, he put himself in there. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Your way of doing things come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Come on now. Woo! Come on now. This is how we defeat the enemy. By the blood of the Lamb and by the what? Words of our testimony. And the number one testimony that we have is that God says, according to John, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now listen. I know, my God, that you have received something from the seed of this word today. So God's kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You can't receive a harvest without first sowing seed. This is why the Bible says that God loves a cheerful what? Giver. Why? Because for God so loved the world that he what? He gave. So here's how we give. You're going to sow into the kingdom through the ground of this ministry. One way that you can sow is by sowing into Restored Ministries International, by using our PayPal, using our Restored MININTL. That's our PayPal, connector. You can use the QR code right there. Use your camera and scan the QR code, and it will take you straight to our PayPal. You can also use the Zelle and use your banking app to go from your account straight into the ministry account by using the church Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. Now, the second way that you can give, which the New Testament calls the prophet's reward, is when you sow directly into the hand of the priest or the prophet of the ministry. Ezekiel 44:30 says, the first of all first fruits of all things and every teruma of all and every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or speak the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you understand that the blessing of the Lord, good morning, Brother Doug. When you understand that the blessing of the Lord, that the priest or the prophet speaks over your life, God has to honor. Why? Because you're doing what the word says. See, you can't do the word, okay, and God not fulfill his word. He says, I watch or I hasten my word to perform it. So the second way to give into this ministry is to sow what's called the teruma, which is sowing directly into the hand of the priest. I am the priest of this ministry. So when you sow into my Cash App at $ProfitMDBryant, or my Zelle or my PayPal is right there. When you sow, you're doing Ezekiel 44:30, and you're receiving the prophet's reward. Because as soon as you sow into my Cash App, I am speaking the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and add no sorrow, spirit, soul, body, and financial over your life. And God backs up the mouth of the priest. So use my Cash App, $ProfitMDBryant. We are challenging everyone to give a 5785 or 15785. These are all denominations of the season that we're in, the season of 5785. Okay. Give $557.85 or 5,000. Okay. I think you see the point. Use my Cash App, $ProfitMDBryant. Listen, listen, do it now. I know that you got something this morning. Let's sow the seed. Father, I thank you. Our glory. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow seed into the ground, whether into the ground of the ministry or into the ground of the priest, Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord. Make them rich and you add no sorrow. Father, I declare that clarity and understanding of today's teaching, our glory, that they, our glory, have a purpose. And God's purpose is for them to become the sons and walk in their righteousness. I declare and decree, and I count it done, and I count it so. Father, I declare that they are debt-free. They are out of debt. Their needs are met. They've got plenty of more to put in store. Father, I declare and decree divine health. You said that you will reach above all things, that they will prosper and be in health. Father, I thank cancer, heart disease, woo, dementia, Alzheimer's, glory, mental health, bipolar, schizophrenia, woo, glory, depression, oppression, oh my God, phobias. Father, I speak against phobias, fears. Father, you said you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I declare and decree, and I count it so and done in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. We're going deeper. Be blessed.